Okay, well, it's now 8 minutes past four this lovely Thursday evening. If the Emmy Andrew is my name, hard facts. We're still very much on with the conversation, and still a lot of facts to put out and lots of things to talk about. I told us that at this time we'll be looking at the petrol scarcity situation across parts of the country, but majorly here in Rivers State. It got to us a bit late. I mean, those people in Abuja and Lagos started experiencing it longer than now. They've been, and I mean, we just heard some news that what sounds like good news from the NNPC Group Managing Director, Mele Kyari, who apologized to Nigerians and then promised that the scarcity problem would be a thing of the past by next week in Lagos and Abuja, he says. We don't know about Rivers State, maybe because ours is just starting, it might take longer. Hopefully, we pray it doesn't. I was running around town, went to a few places before coming over to the office, and you could still see queues and people, you know, trying to get the product. Some filling stations still closed. They say they don't have products. In fact, some of them say they are buying at a higher rate. So now you have those who are even selling above the normal price. They're selling at 175, some 200. If you're going to the black market, it's 300. In some states, they even say they sell 1,000 in black market. It's just outrageous what it is. So we're going to have that conversation, and I have two guests I'll be speaking with. First, here with me in the studio is the President, Urban Drivers Welfare Association here in Rivers State. Hello, you are welcome, Lekia Isaac.
Thank you so much, Andrew, and thank you, Rivers
People. Happy New Year.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Same to you.
All right, and not just him. We also have on the phone with us, he is the NURTW Chairman Rumo Kuro Park, Chief Acho Amadi. Hello, Mr. Amadi. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. All right, so quickly, sir, we'll just start off with you because you told us that you've been really busy. You have lots of things to do. So the petrol scarcity situation that we have now in Rivers State at the moment, how is it affecting drivers?
Hello?
Hello.
You're asking?
Yes. So how is it affecting drivers? Yes.
It is affecting the drivers, commercial drivers, in a way that most of the filling stations that are customers, filling stations where we buy our fuels are now closed down, and invariably nowhere we can get where to apply route. So it's affecting us in that area.
They talked about the vehicles of some people being affected, some people having problems with their cars because of the petrol, the kind of petrol they buy from filling stations. Has that been the case for the commercial drivers?
I have had so, but no one has told me as the chairman, as the manager the person managing the commercial drivers affair here in Mokoro branch. I have not heard about the fuel problem. The ones that are not good, I've not heard of that. All I know is that we are experiencing scarcity and the lockdown of filling stations.
Because some people from Petron have been saying that they've been paying off drivers who complain that they come to their filling station, they buy fuel, the fuel is bad, it got their cars bad, and so they have to pay them and all of that. So we wanted you to clear the air and let us know if any commercial driver, at least from your park, has had that complaint.
I have not experienced that one.
Mm.
But I'm aware that so many filling stations have not opened. They have closed their gates for vehicles not to enter. The one of bad fuel, I've not heard. I'm hearing it for rumor, but it has not been actualized. It has not been to my notice in the office where I occupy.
Okay. They say that the government has said that the petrol scarcity thing is temporary. It's not going to be for long. But we're already beginning to see some drivers complaints that some drivers are already increasing the amount that people pay for transportation. Is that something that was decided by the unions or just drivers doing it on their own?
We have not directed such action. You understand? We are not directed such action. And most of us, most of my persons, my drivers are commercial drivers. There are other ones that also use their vehicle for business that doesn't apply the park or the route where my drivers are flying. Well, as a result of the scarcity of fuel, individuals may increase, but it is not an official assignment to them.
So if it's not something official, perhaps not something that the union supports, for instance, I decide to take a taxi from this my office here, just a bit after Slaughter, let me put it that way, to Alakaya First Mechanic Junction area, and then you see drivers telling you to pay 100 naira instead of 50 naira that they used to pay. So how do you marry that? And then the complaint is that, well, it's difficult to get the fuel, very difficult for them. And then when they even see it, they say it's expensive. So if you're saying that it's not a union decision, but then some of these drivers are doing this on their own, isn't there something that for your park that you are in charge of, for instance, isn't there something that is being done or maybe other chairmen for other parks can do about that situation?
What you say is that, that a lack of fuel can make so many vehicles to park down. And I have a limit that I can do. Are you understanding me? And I have not been informed that the increase by national union level. I have not been informed. So in this measure, the government must know what to do. Because if there's increase, it is not our official one. And I know that most of my vehicles are parked in the park without moving. Are you understanding me? So the National Union or whatever area have not talked of increase of any fuel. It's not announced. It's not announced. There was not a meeting. There was no meeting towards that. But that may be a situation warrant. Maybe something the station might have caused some people to behave the way they are not supposed to behave.
Okay.
If the filling station can lock their station and any other personnel that are selling fuel can lock their station. People also can be funny. So this can bring about funniness into the system.
So to confirm again from you, you are saying that at the moment, if there's any driver who is charging more than what they should be charging, it is not something that was approved by the union. That driver is doing
on its own.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much. Let's allow you get back to your busy day.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard that was the chairman NURTW Rumokoro Park, Chief Acho Amadi. Well, let me get to my guest in the studio here. Lekia Isaac is the president Urban Drivers Welfare Association here in Rivers State. Let's start from the last question I asked him about the increment that we're beginning to see some drivers do. They're adding. Or if you want to say topping, or they are increasing, whichever the word that satisfies you. But we are seeing that transport fare is beginning to take a bit of an increase, and the drivers are saying it's actually because they're finding it difficult to get petrol. But this situation is temporary. It's not something like that was. It's not like we had a regular for scarcity. Something that happened. Should we be seeing this? Should drivers be doing this?
Okay, thank you so much, Andrew. The issue there is very, very simple. It's a normal phenomenon that when there is an increase in petroleum products, it's virtually affected all sectors of the economy. And which one is the first sector? Is the transportation sector. So by the time it is affected the transportation sector, then it goes down to others variable goods. So it's a very normal thing. First, I want to.
So it's normal for the drivers to increase the price.
It's normal. It's
so
normal.
What about we the citizens that patronize them? What do we then do? Because we're also affected by the issue.
Goods. Why it is so is that when it's come from the top, it's going to linger down to the bottom. It's a very normal thing. It's a structural.
So if you go to the market and the market woman tells you that the price of our fish for now has increased because of this adulterated petrol problem.
Yeah.
You would say, you would not complain.
No, you don't have to complain. The reason is because that goose was conveyed by a vehicle, and that vehicle that conveyed that goose was also moved by petroleum products. So if, for example, the product, the petroleum price was 150 or 165, as the case may be, and now the driver is buying it at the rate of 200 naira or 2 something, then you expect the same, he's buying and selling. Do you expect the same drivers to collect the normal fare as before? The answer is no. The driver must add the fare to be able to get the fuel.
Mr. Isaacs, how do you explain a situation where we have these other things happen, and then even when the price of the petrol goes down, drivers still continue with the high price, with the unbelievable charges. They no longer bring it down. In Nigeria, there's a saying that when the price of something goes up,
it doesn't come down.
How is that being tackled? We've listened to your colleague from the Rumor Corrupt Pack, and he has said that the union has not said anything about increasing price, and they don't encourage that.
Yeah.
Well, some drivers may do that on their own, but doesn't make it right. But you sound like whoever is doing it should do it, even if it's a temporary situation.
Yeah, right. He cannot authoritatively tell you about why the union has done that. The union does not have the power to regulate the price of the driver. That is simple truth, because majority of the drivers are self-employed. Are you hearing me? The union themselves, they are all about collecting dues and some of the levies from the drivers. Whatever happened to drivers is not their concern. Are you hearing me? So the drivers are doing this because whatever happened to them is their own concern. So we as an urban drivers welfare association, what we did or what we do is that when such event or scenario occur, what we do is that at the point where there's a normalcy, are you hearing me? We send a monitoring team to ensure that there is a regulation of what they call price regulation, where you don't have to charge above what you're supposed to charge. The normal price has to be done. We are doing it. Like in Chiobaya, we have a well-structured arrangement. In Iwofe, we also have the same. In the Rumojiya, you have the same. Most of the place where we are operating, we have the same. So what happened is that at the end of the day, if the petrol, the pump price come down, you will see that the driver will also come down. Then coming to the drivers that naturally on their own, they try to inflate the price on the passengers or customer. Are you hearing me? It's just one thing that instigated that. One is maybe at the point there are a whole lot of passengers. Are you hearing me? Maybe with that point of loading, there are passengers. Maybe it might cause by the issue of hold up or what have you. And because there are a whole lot of passengers, they now decided to select the kind of passenger they will carry. And based on that, they now high the price based on the issue of traffic issues or what have you. If not, on a normal arrangement, there's no group drivers that will just on his own increase price. It doesn't happen.
So you are saying that drivers now who are charging above the normal fare are doing so within their rights because there is the petrol scarcity problem?
Yes, it's not our issue. It's not our fault. It's the fault of the government. And it is very normal. It's a natural thing that when the petroleum product that drives all sectors of this economy rise off, then definitely the price of everything will rise
off. Have you heard reports of drivers complain about their vehicles having developing any faults as a result of the petrol that they buy? Because I've been in a vehicle, I bought a vehicle when the adulterated petrol thing happened. I bought a vehicle and the driver, the car couldn't change gear. And I asked him, and he was telling me that he bought petrol somewhere, and that he didn't know that there's the adulterated petrol problem. So he was complaining to me and said, "See what he bought." And then I was like, "Did you buy it?" And he pointed to me the filling station when we got there. He said, "This is where he bought it," and doesn't understand why his car is acting like this. Have you had that situation? How are drivers coping with that?
Yeah. We had about two incidents of that. So two cases of source situation.
Did you go to the filling station where they bought it?
No, we did not. The reason is because the thing happened at that very initial time. Not now that the whole thing has been blown up to this extent. So we believe we don't have anything.
But even if it happened at the time where it wasn't this serious, if you bought petrol somewhere and then this is what it's happening to your car, You can easily carry the car and the petrol inside everything and say, this is where I bought petrol and this is what's happening. I saw it happen at the petrol station. I went in to get fuel. And while we were there, a driver came in with his car and said, I bought this where I usually buy petrol. I just bought this one and see what's happening to my car. And, you know, they had to come and see.
Yes, yes.
They didn't pay him back his money. Even though we have heard filling stations, petrol members saying that they pay back. That's why I'm asking you now if any of your drivers have had that situation and then they had.
It's very difficult. Let me tell you how they operate. Even when you go to the filling station and you want to buy fuel of 1,000 and accidentally they give you fuel of 2,000 naira. Are you hearing me? Mm. That's not what you bargain for. But do you know that it will also be, cause serious issue between them and you and them for them to ratify that issues. So not talk of maybe you get a full tank of fuel of about 6,000-7,000 naira and you later find out that fuel was adulterated. Are you hearing me? You know a whole lot of things, including the damage that fuel has done to a vehicle. So when you go there, you end up committing trouble, you quarrel, you do this, at the end of the day, nothing come up. So we decided to say, we had two issues to that regard. But we just take it upon ourselves. Not until when the thing later came up, escalate to this level that we begin to know that it was, what do they call it, issues from the government itself.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's still appalling that at the end of the day, the same government who is fighting against illegal bunkering and what have you are the people that has importing source illegal fuel to the same country. So it's abnormal. It's not well.
I like to ask you this: your union now, what plans are in place for drivers who are finding difficult to get petrol? How do you go about it? Because some of these drivers have to work. Is there, as president of the Welfare Association, is there some sort of arrangement that you have for drivers to weather the storm?
There's nothing we can do. We are not part of the Petrolean Independent Marketers.
Have you had meeting with them, perhaps Petrolean or other people, to see how maybe drivers can have this access? Because people are complaining of the difficulty that they have to face to even get taxis.
Yes. The issue is that if it were a very well-structured society where government know what they are doing, or even the union call themselves the hitman or what have you, that is in charge of the petroleum products, I think I believe that their first priority was supposed to be for the commercial drivers, because knowing fully well what is their assignment. But in this case, if you go to the free station, you will see that everybody is served as equal. Everybody is served equal. Whether you are a private individual or you're a commercial person, you must wait for your turn and you come to buy. Maybe if the queue is from here, from Rumosiya to Rumokoro, it's not their business. So at that point, within the period that the commercial vehicle and they queue up, then the commuters are suffering on the road, and which affect other sector of the economy, like okay. People that are going to work, like the civil service people, and all what have you. So, but because it is not well structured, so there's nothing we can do. Our hand has handicapped. We can't do anything.
All right. As regard to that. Mr. Isaac, thank you very much. We're going to short commercial now. When we return, Hard Facts continues. We'll open the phone lines and hear from you. Perhaps I really want to know if you have experienced, if your car has broken down as a result of the bad petrol. And did you go to the petrol station? Did they pay you any monies? Did they take responsibility for the issue? Because we've had members of the various unions saying that they've been paying back and it's a problem for them and all of that. So we'd really want to hear it and we want to know. Hard Facts continues. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew. Be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on Hard Facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over here again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're still very much here, Nigeria Info 92.3. My guest, Lekia Isaac, still with me in the studio. My name is Ifeemi Andrew, by the way. It's Hard Facts, and the petrol scarcity situation is what we're looking at, and we're also looking at its implications, not just on any other sector, but now for the commercial transport sector. We have drivers who already, you know, you're beginning to see that increase in fare. And it's raising concerns because these drivers are even finding it difficult to get the product. And I was having a conversation with my guest. What plans, if they have conversations with, you know, Ipman or Petron or filling station outlets to perhaps come to an arrangement in a way where these commercial drivers can find a way to get this product easily in this scarcity so that people who need to get to their locations can do that with ease. And these people can also, you know, it becomes a win-win situation for everybody. Yeah. That's the whole idea. Even if we know there's some sort of scarcity and we know that it may not be very long, at least that's what we pray for.
Yeah.
There should be some relationship, working relationship between, you know, commercial driver unions and the Petron people and the filling station people and whatever unions that's out there that sell these products, the ones that have it at least, so we can all, you know, weather the storm together. Well, open the phone lines and get your thoughts on this. He has said something interesting about the price. Well, he says it's something you can do. You can't stop it. Drivers will increase the price. The other guest I had over the phone, who is also the chairman of the NERTW, Rokoro Park, he said, well, even if it's not something that's approved by any union, you can't stop these drivers because if they are buying this thing expensive, huh, the only way to make back their money is to add something to the price. And you know what that means? The woman that now buys fish and carries the fish in that car and pays the driver more means she would also increase the price of her fish.
Actually.
But ultimately, in Nigeria, when the price of something goes up, does it come down? That's another question again. And that's the one that's really of serious concern to a lot of people. All right, let's know from you what you think. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. The NNPC has said that the fuel scarcity problem will end in Lagos and Abuja at least by next week. Whether it's going to end in Rivers State by next week, we do not know as well. We don't have any guarantee. Mele Kyari, who is the group managing director of the NNPC, actually apologized to Nigeria and promised next week for Lagos and Abuja. I think these two cities have suffered the most when it comes to this particular situation. Actually, it started there. We're just beginning to see it here.
Yeah.
We pray it doesn't last very long. Let's get on to some of your calls and yeah, what you have to say. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Nigeria.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're welcome.
My name is Promise. I'm calling from Obaka, Enema local government.
Okay, Promise. Tell us what the situation is.
My brother, I'm hearing the comments people are making on the studio this evening. But they answered that, what do you call it? The person in charge of the park, room of is giving you, I don't like it.
Okay.
In the area of, you ask him, if you are now begin to come out the river state, would you ever come down with their price, the price they added in the former price? He said, that one is not on his office. Then, what is the thing that National Union will do for drivers? What is their own, their own work for drivers? If he does not have the power to tell drivers, Bring down this money. He only said he has the power of collecting ticket money, money for material, money for the money for that. It's not like that now. Nah. So the answer is no good. I don't like that kind of answer.
Okay. All right. Well, thank God we have the President Welfare Auburn Drivers Welfare Association. A few people have plans for drivers in this time because for the union, he has said, they collect all these ticket monies and all of that. So what would they do for the drivers in this sort of time where it's difficult to get petrol? And that's why I was asking about what kind of communication do you guys have with those other petroleum tanker drivers, the Petroan, Ipman, and the rest of them to see that drivers can have access to this product. Hello. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you. Go on.
Yeah. My name is Nelson.
Can you speak
what
up?
What I want to say about this conversation is that in Nigeria, when things happen like this, they take law into their hand and forget that common men are on the streets suffering for one thing to the other. So I also beg the postman to do something for common people, because if we have cars to drive, what of others that have no car? What of those that cannot even feed themselves with little thing they have? So I'm begging the government to come in for this kind of matters and help us, because we have been seeing queue in Finnish station, seeing trouble around. In fact, some people have been fighting, and we don't know exactly the cost of this project. They say the petrol is not good, but I'm using car that I bought for, and I've not seen this kind of situation, and my colleagues are not complaining, even in the school where we work here. So we are begging government to come on and understand, because transporters cannot do anything about it. They will try to make their money. That is the other thing. You cannot tell them not to make the money for what they bought with high price. So that's my question.
All right, thank you very much. There's also the issue with interstate drivers, though. That's also another one that would incur an increase in the price of fare. Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Yeah, good evening.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'm Chris.
Okay, Chris, go ahead.
Yes, the Drivers Association, what a chairman of the Drivers Association. I think he has just stated the obvious. Because what they collect is just their ticket and all of that. But if it is in a society, a well-organized society, drivers, especially commercial drivers, supposed to have yet to get their fuel easy.
Correct.
And then continue their movement to all make life easy for people. You don't expect a driver that will maybe will sleep in a filling station only to get fuel, only God knows when. And then you want the same driver to go and be collecting the normal rate. It doesn't make sense. Huh? And again, people are even saying at this hard time, drivers should come down. And as if drivers are rich people, is it drivers that will pay the price for the public or the government? You cannot expect drivers who are making their small money trying to see how they will survive, and to come and bring down the price again just to better the big men and women. I don't understand. So this is the time they're supposed to help drivers first to even have fuel so that they can carry out their work if they really want the price of transport to be stable.
All right. But thank you. Oh, thank you very much for your contribution. Hello, good evening, Nigeria Info.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Good evening to you.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Go on.
I greet your guest in the studio.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Can I hear you?
Yeah. Now, I want to know what the union really, the control they have over the drivers, because if you come to Rumokoro now, formally before now, we used to collect, it's supposed to be 100 naira from Rumokoro to Maitere, but now they are collecting 150, especially when they are in a place where we have a surplus of agro, they will say 150, because they know they are going to give all this agro their own share and they collect 150. But when you walk further, from there you collect 100 naira. Why is it like that? And there are too many agro in Port Harcourt. Now this thing is giving River State to start the name. Obviously, big families, they are not agro on the road, collecting a certain money from the driver. So I don't know why the union is not having any control over these people and drivers of copy money, because sometimes they will say, hold up. Is it the pocket that will pay for it when there is hold up on the roads? I want you to answer me that question.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
I'm calling from
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, maybe you have something to say about the touts problem that we have. What's the situation with that?
Oh, okay. Well, he has a very nice observation as we got to that touting issues. It has been a very serious issue that we are battling with. You know, the issue is actually that the tout you see on the roads have their roots from the community. That is what I want everybody to be aware of. So that is why when they are doing whatever they are doing in any location they find themselves, they are not afraid of anybody. Then the second thing is that they are also attached. They have a relationship with the police within the area. Are you hearing me? In some circumstances, we hear that they are under one union or the other. You understand? Perpetrating those and evil, extorting money from people with impunity. But we are trying to see how we can limit that. But the problem we have is that the public also is a problem because they are not right. They are very good in telling all these things on radio. But they are not trying to comfort and to see how they can rehearse with
how can you say that the public will have a hand in this? Let's say, for instance, I'm in a hurry, I'm going somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a typical example. There's at Rumosi Junction there, you would see that Rumosi, Rumekini Junction. Yeah. You would see, they call him Yellow. There are other people. The moment you pick a passenger, they want to collect money from you. They are looking at you. If you pick more than one or more than two, they come to collect money from you.
Yeah.
We also have allegations. Yeah. We like to say allegations, even when we are seeing police officers collect money, we say it's an allegation. Maybe everybody's just trying to be cautious, but we also see that happens at different checkpoints or stop and search, as they call it, because they say no more checkpoints.
Yeah.
They collect money from drivers as well. Sometimes I understand why drivers have to, you know, increase fare, because at the end of the day, when you settle all these people, what's left for you?
Yeah.
Now, in this situation, I'm a just passenger, I'm in a hurry, I'm going somewhere, and then I'm in a taxi, and then you're picking up a passenger and somebody comes and stops us and say we're not moving, and then driver and touts arguing, and I'm looking at my time, I have to be somewhere. I mean, the only option available would be for them to say, just give him the money, let's go.
That is what we are saying.
So the person should not give them the money?
No, the person should not. See, let me tell you.
So what happens? We come down.
What happens?
We fight with the tout.
Yes, what happens?
That you say is rooted in the community, in his community.
Yes, it's rooted.
So have you tried going to talk with the community leadership to tackle that problem?
Yes. Let me tell you now. When you talk about going to the community to tackle the problem, are you hearing me?
Mm.
And they are saying that you are all alone coming to talk to them. What else do you think they will do? Because there is one powerful man that is there.
Which powerful man?
A powerful man might be whether the committee, CDC, or the committee chief, or any person in that nature. Then added with what do they call the coverage they're having with police.
Are you saying that some of these touts work with the police, like they pay returns to the police?
That is the actual reason. We are battling with them. I'm telling you authoritatively. I'm in the studio. I'm on air. I know what I'm doing. I've been in this business since 2016 as a state president. So I know what I'm saying. We have been battling that. Let me specifically talk about what Rumokoro is saying as a scenario. Rumokoro, what he's saying is certainly true. Sometimes when you see the drivers increase their fare, it's because what they pay. Now, you are paying to community, you are paying to National Union, you are paying to police, you are paying to CDC, you are also paying to, what do they call, youth, what have you. Added with some other agboro that is even given this thing to operate. So, at the end of the day, drivers are paying, in one loading, you are paying up to about 1,000 naira. So how much is your own going? And you buy fuel from it.
And now the fuel is expensive.
Yes, what I told you is all like I told you, that it's buying and selling. It's a business.
All right, let's take some more calls. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good evening.
Hello, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Good evening.
Do you know that even at these hard times that we are trying to get petrol, the so-called National Union people are still collecting ticket money from the on the drivers. I would like you to ask that Mukuru Chema if he knows something about that. I drive. I'm a driver. Although I don't belong to the union, I have long withdrew myself from it because I discovered they are just a bunch of criminals. They don't care about the drivers. They are interested in their illegal ticket money. Even when the state government has brought out a unified ticketing, they don't want to see that in your hands. They would resist it when you show them. So at this moment, that these drivers are still getting very, very difficult to get for. They are still selling their tickets to so-called drivers. I have petitioned them to the National Human Rights Commission severally. I have on my own done that. Then to correct that impression that drivers don't bring that money once the things get better, I don't agree. I remember when they were constructing the flyover garrison. Then from garrison to Lagos bus stop, drivers do collect 150. But as soon as that job was done, everybody returned to 100 naira. Nobody gave excuse that flyover was this and that. They turned to 100 naira. People now carry from Leventi to Lagos 50 naira. And it was no longer 100 naira. So the impression that once the price go up, I don't agree. I drive. I'm a driver. So I have withdrawn my services from National Union of Road Transport Workers. I discovered those people are touts. They are guru themselves, plus the chairman, plus all of them.
All right, thank you very much. Well, some of the things the union can do is something that he's highlighted at this time, where unfortunately we couldn't have the park chairman stay with us for very long because he says he has a lot to do, and since it was a phone conversation, he had something to do, so we had to make it short. This would have been something that perhaps would have asked what their plans are for their drivers in these times where to get petrol is difficult and then it's expensive. At least you have to find a way to mitigate the problem for them, reduce the price so they don't spend too much. Is this something that they are looking at, or it's just still basically about getting the tickets and business as usual? And then the end consumer suffers it, because the driver then looks at, how do I make my money back? Well, this is where I can make my money back. Is that what we are seeing happen? Hello, good evening, Nigeria Info.
Good evening, Kemi Andrew. Good evening, gentlemen in the street.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm also a transporter. I had to park to join this conversation.
Okay.
You see, the problem of this fuel scarcity is a very serious one. I know what I went through yesterday in order to get fuel. I spent over 4 hours, and it affected my business seriously yesterday. So if drivers add something to the normal price that we are collecting before, it's not something that should raise any form of controversy, because I believe that we are all living in this country and we know how difficult things are. So nobody will, out of his own volition, decide to add money when there is no need for that. And the impression that when prices go up, they don't come down, that is not true. In Nigeria, in River State, as long as I'm concerned, there are some routes that sometimes, maybe the construction of flyover or certain things that happen that cause difficulties in flying the road very easily, cause the increase of prices. But immediately that problem is resolved, prices come down. So definitely when there is fuel, the price will come back to normalcy. But for now, it is very difficult. Like on my route, before I bought fuel yesterday, and it is the one I'm using. I don't have any hope of getting fuel again, because on this side, on this element axis of the east-west road, you can hardly find the filling station that sells. And if the few ones that are selling, they are selling at a very high rate. So who is the one that should suffer the loss? It shouldn't be the driver. I know that, yes, it's not easy, because it isn't affecting our business. Because there are some persons that maybe, some persons don't just go out again like they go out before. Now, if you don't have something very serious to go out for, you don't go out for it, because the price have increased. So people go out for business. They don't go out again for pleasure. It's affecting our business. So government should try and resolve this issue, because if it continues like this, it is going to affect a lot of sectors. Like the gentleman in the studio rightly said, when anything that affects the price of fuel affects the price of everything in the market, because every product needs transportation to get from the manufacturer to the consumer. So it affects every sector.
All right.
And also, the government should also take a look at this housing problem, because that is part of the reason why prices are high. For LMA Junction, for example, drivers that are flying that road, they spend a whole lot. They spend a whole lot. And police also are culpable in this, because they also are the ones that send out these towns to go and extort money from drivers. So when they couple all these things together, the price of transport will be high, because all the burden is on the that work that they are doing on a particular day, and you cannot do the job. And at the end of the day, you go back empty handed, give it to Agbero, give it to community, give it to National Union and all that. Also, me, I'm not under National Union, because talking about the NURTW, they are not actually doing what they are supposed to do. They are not helping drivers. Most of them are only concerned about what they get, as in the ticket. When a driver has an issue, what is the extent of National Union? When somebody, after you've bought National Union ticket, and an Agbero, a spouse can still, arrest you and collect money from you, and they wouldn't see. They may be telling that you should pay it, to say you don't have issues with them. So we left them, and we formed our own association that is helping us. But definitely, the government needs to look into this. This is not just the reason why, the price of transport fare has hiked.
All right.
That is not just it.
Thank you.
Are also part of the problem.
All right, thank you very much. Doubts also part of the problem. Less than 2 minutes, we are done. Let's just take a few of the WhatsApp messages. This one says, taxi drivers are somehow happy to have this kind of situation. If this one happened in some countries, the taxi drivers would park their cars. There's no need to increase the transport fare. Good evening. How can someone prove to a filling station owner that the problem with my car is due to the adulterated petrol I bought from them? What are the symptoms of adulterated petrol on the car, and how do you prove the fuel? You bought the fuel from me. Well, I think we should ask the filling stations that are paying, that claim that they are paying drivers.
Yes, but they are the ones
that said that, they've been spending money. I wish I could get that out. I'll look for it. I'm supposed to have one of the Petron people talking about how they've been paying drivers. I was also thinking, because you look at the society you're living in, the typical Nigerian, it's difficult for that to happen. So to say that, you're now repairing cars and you're, Andrew, greetings again. If the drivers add money, it's not their fault, my brother, because you will not expect them to buy fuel high and still collect normal price. But when it will be bad after the price have come down and they still continue. Okay. Good day. How can we help ourselves in this country when drivers do that? All of a sudden, they increase their fare. Apart from fuel increase, those roadside Agbero help them increase too. I don't care syndrome. Henry Moses. Messages go on and on. All right, Mr. Isaac, thank you very much. But then again, before you go, I think it would be ideal. What basically would your union be doing now to help drivers out, especially with accessing petrol?
All right. It's just what I said from the inception, that we intend to see how we can react with those hitman, those petroleum products and outlet people, to see if we have a kind of agreement with them so they can ease the easy buying from their own, the angle of the commercial drivers, so that we can easily go to work and convey passengers here and there to their destination. And I don't know that if it left for them, that if they were approved that. But if in a well-structured society, from the government angle, I think it should be a mandate from the government that, these people that are on essential duty, treat them special, which is the commercial drivers. But in the case of Nigeria, it's not the same. So it's a difficult thing, but we'll try our best as a union to see what we
can
do.
I'd like us to, this is what the Petron Zonal Chairman said, a special attention given to providing compensation for huge losses retail outlet owners have suffered due to the importation of contaminated petrol, is what he said. So they suffered losses because they've been fixing people's cars. Let's listen to what he said.
We are asking for his compensation. Why all this is going on? We have huge losses. We have over 100 million liters that is contaminated already. It's a huge loss on our investment. So we are also requesting the government give special attention so that we will be able to look for a way of paying for these losses so that the system can return to normal. So the onus is on government to live up to the promises they have made to us.
And this as well?
Our primary concern now is to manage the situation and mitigate the impact on the masses. Because many of the products that are the bad products, they sit there, they were trying to get the good one. And that is where the challenge is now. And the fuel that are offering to sell are selling at over almost 180 naira.
Anyway, so that conversation, he was talking about the losses that they've inquired and talked about how vehicles, the people were suing them, and then they have to go and ensure that they fix the vehicles of these people and all of that back and forth. Well, I wish we could have gotten somebody who would say they went to a filling station and this happened and then it was sorted out. Anyways, thank you, Lekki Isaac, for your time.
All right, thank you, Andrew. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Rivers People.
All right, and that's how we wrap up the conversation for this hour. Well, my name is Ifeyemi Andrew.